The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Well done, congratulations. You played obviously very well, but aren't you surprised what happened in the third set? I mean, Djokovic never surrenders in normally, and six love was, you know, impressive. Were you surprised or not?
Well, I think there have been some key points in the match. The first set was very, very long and very close, and then in the second set, in the beginning, I was down love 30. I still made the game and broke him in the first service game, and then again broke him in his first service game in the third set, and that's everything very tough. So it's understandable that there is a little bit of a tough things mentally coming up to him, and that's why at the end it was probably a little bit easier.
Dominic, you hadn't ever beaten him before. In Rome, you won one game. How did you turn this around? Did you consciously go in with a different game plan, or what was on your mind?
No, I didn't play a different game style. I just had a positive win error statistic today. That's very important. I think it was never the case against him before. And yeah, I mean, the first set I could easily lose, and I think it was the key for the first victory against him to win this close first set, and then have a good start to the second set as well, because, for example, in London at the Masters, I couldn't continue the way of the first set.
Obviously, next match is going to be even more difficult. You're going to face Rafael Nadal. And could you talk a little bit about the semifinal that's up next?
First of all, it's great for me to be in the semifinals again, to defend that. And of course, I think on Friday is coming the toughest opponent ever here in Roland Garros. And it's going to be the fourth match against him in like 5 or 6 weeks. So not really big secrets, but well, he's... again in his best shape, so gonna be the toughest match what you can imagine.
Dominic, sort of on that theme, in Rome you said after you beat Rafa that mentally you almost spent by the time you went into the game with Novak in the semi-finals. What did you learn from that experience, and how will you ensure that you don't have that same kind of hangover for Friday's match?
First of all, I think it's better if there is one day off, and then second of all, in Rome, I was not only tired from the match against Rafa, but also from before and from the week in Madrid. It was pretty tough, and the first time for me that I go deep in the Masters. So I think it's gonna be different. I feel much better now than in Rome. So it's hopefully not happening to me.
Dominic, last year you had reached this stage at a slam for the first time. Today, how differently do you feel as a player heading into this Rafa match?
I think last year everything was a sensation for me. I could only win, basically. And this year, of course, I had to defend the semis, everything. So I think it was a little bit more difficult this year. And also last year, I mean... Of course, I wasn't satisfied with the semis, but still it was amazing for me. And this year, of course, I didn't expect it, but I wanted to go deep. So it's for sure a very different mindset.
Dominic, I'd like to ask about Rafa's forehand. It's such a great shot. How do you defend against it? Just talk about trying to deal with it. Talk about the spin of the shot and the speed.
you cannot defend it all the time. So I just have to watch that I'm not giving him his favorite positions on the forehand. And I mean, it's one of the best shots I think ever in tennis. So anyway, you cannot avoid it all the time. And I will concede some winners on Friday.
Do you feel ready, Dominic, to win a Grand Slam?
It's a tough question. I mean, so far, I've always played a way worse match the following day if I beat the top guy. So I hope I can improve that. And I mean, it's a joke how tough it is to win a slam, because obviously now I beat Novak, on Friday is Nadal, and in the finals there's another top star. So that's why it's a slam, because it's such a tough achievement.
Dominic, you're playing really well here at Roland Garros. What's working well for you so far?
I like the conditions. It's a fast clay court which fits my game very well, and then also I think I really like the balls here. You have a great feeling with it, and I think almost every player does so, and that's why we also see some good rallies. We see some good matches, because I think it's one of the best balls on the tour.
I'm curious about what you sign on the camera lens after the match. Is it a reference to your tennis club?
No, it's a reference to my football club in Austria. It's called First Tennis and Football Club.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.